Title: New York Court of Appeals rules that civil securities fraud claims brought under Martin Act are subject to 3-year statute of limitations. Content: In People v. Credit Suisse Securities, USA, LLC, Number 40, 2018 WL289-9299, June 12, 2018, DiFiore, CHJ. The Court of Appeals for the State of New York ruled that the 3-year statute of limitations of Section 214(2) of the New York Civil Practice Law and Rules, CPLR, applies to civil enforcement actions brought under the Martin Act, General Business Law Article 23A, on the basis of a fraudulent practice, as defined in General Business Law 352(1). In doing so, the court overruled both the New York Supreme Court and the Appellate Division and rejected the New York Attorney General's SANYAG attempt to apply a 6-year statute of limitations under CPLR 213(8), which governs the limitations period for common law fraud. The court's decision narrows the window of opportunity to assert civil securities fraud claims under the Martin Act's more forgiving standard. Prosecutors wishing to avail themselves of CPLR 213's generous 6-year statute of limitations will now be required to demonstrate their civil securities fraud claims meet all of the elements of common law fraud. In November 2012, the NYAG brought a civil enforcement action against Credit Suisse Securities, USA, LLC and its affiliates, Credit Suisse, alleging that Credit Suisse engaged in fraudulent acts in connection with the creation and sale of residential mortgage-backed securities in 2006 and 2007. Specifically, the NYAG's complaint alleged that Credit Suisse misrepresented the quality of loans underlying these securities, as well as the thoroughness of its due diligence. The NYAG asserted causes of action under both the Martin Act and Executive Law 63(12), which authorizes the NYAG to bring an action to enjoin the continuance of any fraudulent or illegal acts and direct restitution and damages for repeated fraudulent or illegal acts. Credit Suisse moved to dismiss the Martin Act claim, arguing that it was time-barred under CPLR 214(2)'s 3-year statute of limitations. The New York Supreme Court denied the motion, and the Appellate Division affirmed. At issue was which CPLR provision, 214(2) or 213(8), governs the timeliness of a Martin Act claim. The court held that under Gaydon v. Guardian Life Insurance Company of A.M. 96 N.Y.2D 208, 208-09, 2001, CPLR 214(2)'s 3-year limitation applies only where liability would not exist but for a statute, though akin to common law causes of action. Credit Suisse at 4. The Martin Act authorizes the Attorney General to investigate and enjoin fraudulent practices in the marketing of stocks, bonds, and other securities within or from New York State. Carusa Company, LLC v. W10Z/515 Real Estate Limited Partnership, 12 N.Y.3D 236, 242. 2009. Since former Attorney General Elliot Spitzer dusted it off following his 1998 election, the Martin Act has served as a powerful prosecutorial tool to combat securities fraud because it eliminates the scienter and reliance requirements of common law fraud claims. These requirements entail establishing 1. A material misrepresentation of fact, 2. Knowledge by the defendant of its falsity, 3. An intent to induce reliance, known as scienter, 4. Justifiable reliance, and 5. Damages. See Euroclei Partners LP v. Seward & Kissel, LLP, 12 N.Y.3D 553, 559, 2009, Ross v. Louise Wise Serves, 8 N.Y.3D 478, 488, 2007. The Act prohibits any representation or statement which is false, where the person who made such representation or statement, 1. Knew the truth, or 2. With reasonable effort could have known the truth, or 3. Made no reasonable effort to ascertain the truth, or 4. Did not have knowledge concerning the representation or statement made. General Business Law 352C(1)(b)(1)(c). This language creates a more lenient standard by eliminating the scienter, or intentional fraud, and reliance requirements. In doing so, the Martin Act creates liability for a substantially broader range of conduct than could be captured under a common law fraud theory, as prosecutors need only allege material misrepresentations intended to influence the bargain. People v. Federated Radio Corporation, 244 New York 33, 38-39, 1926, see also State of New York v. Sonifer Realty Corporation, 212A.D.2D 366, 367, 1st Dep, T 1995. In its decision, the Court of Appeals reasoned that because the Martin Act does not rep.